is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 16th of March, 2013. It's the birthday of Alice Hoffman, born New York City, 1952. Wanted to be a writer or a veterinarian, but she thought her brother was the smart one in the family, and because she was a girl, she'd have to settle for life as a hairdresser. But she read a lot, and she said, "When I wasn't reading science fiction, I read a lot of fairy tales and anything to do with magic. I was crazy about Mary Poppins and the E. Nesbitt books and Edward Eager. I really loved those stories that begin with a normal family, and then all of a sudden something magical enters their lives." She went on to graduate school, studied writing, and then she read Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude, and it changed her life, she said. She said, "It allowed me to see that a writer could take everyday realities and transform them into something fabulous." It's the birthday of the novelist Don Carpenter, born in Berkeley, 1931, served in Korea, taught English, and wrote a book called Hard Rain Falling, published in 1966. Got rave reviews, sold pretty well, not great, wrote 7 novels after that, many screenplays, but never achieved the level of commercial success that his best friend did, Richard Brautigan, author of Trout Fishing in America. They were part of a group of writers who got together every Friday night at Enrico's Cafe in North Beach in San Francisco. Then Brautigan committed suicide in 1984. Don Carpenter was distraught. His health deteriorated. Diabetic retinitis impaired his vision. He had trouble reading. And in 1995, he killed himself. Working on a manuscript at the time of his death called Fridays at Enrico's, dedicated to his friend and neighbor Anne Lamott. And she thought it was his best work yet, but it has not yet been published. And it's the birthday of Sid Fleischman, Brooklyn, 1920. Wanted to be a magician, got out of high school, toured with vaudeville, worked as a journalist, fought in World War II, wrote a book about magic tricks, went on to write mysteries and adventure novels. And then he turned to writing children's books. His best known was The Whipping Boy, about the servant of a prince. The servant's job is to be whipped whenever the prince misbehaves. Sid Fleischman has published more than 60 books for children and adults. Here's a poem for today by Julia Kasdorf entitled Piano, New York. Anywhere like Idaho, women like our aunts would save quarters in cups or sell pies to buy one like this. They'd put it in a parlor for hymns and rub it with lemon oil each week. But here, an old piano comes with the apartment, and no one will pay movers to hoist the beast out the window on ropes. We think we've no choice but to saw into its side that shines like the side of a horse. We save the real ivory keys in shopping bags and yank out the rack of purple felt mallets. Behind it all is a harp, tall as the whole piano and sprayed with gold. When wing nuts are loosened, the strings twang, then hang slack. We stop for a moment, then rasp through its frame with hacksaws and drag the thing piece by piece down 3 flights of stairs to the street where people walking by recognize, just from its insides, a piano. Piano, New York, by Julia Kasdorf, from her collection Sleeping Preacher, published by Pittsburgh University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment, in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.